Welcome to the St. Mary's Experience.
Hello and welcome to the Sixth Form podcast, A St. Mary's Experience, with me, Harris.
Me, Fahad.
Me, Marcus.
And me, Elliot. And for our first podcast, we knew we had to get in a very, very important guest. And that is why we are joined by the one and only Josh Sorensen.
Hey, I'm Josh. You flatter me slightly, Elliot, but it's a pleasure to be here anyway. Yeah?
So, Josh, tell us about yourself.
Well, like you guys, I am in year 12. I've been at St. Mary's now. Ooh, what would it be?
Five years now.
It was my birthday on October the 15th, about half a month ago, so I'm 17 now. And I'm meant to be learning to drive soon. But one of the main things that I do here is the Christian Union group, which gather on a Tuesday lunchtime.
Yeah. I'd like to say I'm a very active member of the Christian Union.
Yeah. I'd say out of everybody here, I'm the most active.
Some people around the circle go to that group, and they're always a pleasure to have.
It is very great.
So what exactly happened in Christian Union anyways? Because I don't know anything.
No.
We like to have a bit of fun, but hopefully also learn something really like good and practical and useful about, basically faith, faith in Jesus and how that can help us in our lives at school. So we'll do a fun game at the start, and then we'll maybe do a bit of the Bible and maybe have a bit of a visual aid as well to just help everything settle in. And we'll share some biscuits as well.
And for those watching, it's nothing like an RE lesson. It's complete.
So let's stop the waffle then, Josh, and let's get into the hard-hitting questions.
So we want to learn more about you. And you mentioned before that in Christian Union, you're giving out biscuits. But what is your favourite biscuit?
Oh, my favourite biscuit. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not like a complicated, tastes kind of guy.
Figurals.
No. We have like custard creams at CU, and I think they are like a solid biscuit for all occasions. Although specifically, if I'm like dipping it in tea, I'm a big tea drinker. Probably a hobnob. Random story very quickly from CU before I was before I was helping with it. Because it still existed, I was just there as a member. We had, ginger nut biscuits. Yeah. We had like a ton of those, and we had a bit of a competition to see who could fit the most little ginger nut biscuits in their mouth. It was great fun. I think Adam Butcher won that with like 13. It was quite crazy.
How long was he doing that?
I think I got like 6. Like, it's
impressive. All right. Let's move on to the next question. So, this is going to be more relevant, about your Christianity, your faith. You're a man of the faith, of course. You run Christian Union. You're very passionate about it. So, was there a specific point in time where you dedicated yourself to Christianity, or were you just born with dedication to Christianity?
Well, so if you'd asked me at any point in my life, I probably would have said I was a Christian. But I wouldn't say I always kind of knew what that meant fully. So my parents were Christian, that much is true enough. And for a while, for a lot of people, like myself included, who are born to Christian parents, you live off your parents' faith for quite a while. You know, you believe because it's what your parents have done, it's what your family have done. But for me particularly, there came a time when I was quite young when I was just, I can't really like fully describe it, because I'd been singing Christian songs for all of my life. I'd been writing in my Bible notes for all of my life. And there came a time where I just looked at it one day and I was like, this is real. And if this is real, this changes everything. Yeah. Like I'd been singing songs like, there's nothing too hard for like God, or like God, like love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me, your love never fails, you know, like great songs like that. And there came a time where I was just like, actually, if this is true, then this is insane. That was probably when I was 6 or 7. But then, like, Christianity, it's this journey. Faith is a journey where you're constantly learning more about it. I would say I've had that sort of same experience where I've suddenly been hit by, like, the gravity of it all. like a few times.
Did the passion to educate others on Christianity come with when you were 6 or 7? It was later on.
That was definitely later on when I sort of realized, actually, because to be honest, I think when I was 6 or 7, like, you kind of, you're not that aware of the outside world. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't know who was a Christian and who wasn't. I just knew that I was and my parents were. But yeah, later on, I kind of very much went, I get, like, if this is real, this is epic, this is good news, and this is news that other people need to know. Like, and I still see it to this day. I see people who don't have that security in themselves, who don't really know where they belong, and even people who do on the surface know where they belong, but you know, sometimes they, like, something goes wrong and they're not quite sure where to go. And like, for all of those people, I'm like, you need Jesus. Even if your life is perfect, or seems perfect, I believe that God is always good news. You know, the gospel, heaven as well. I mean, like, that's the best news, really. Yeah. But yeah, so I think, yeah, there definitely came a later point when I realized just how good this news was. And if it was good news, I was going to go and tell people about it.
So then, completely unrelated from that, if you could go to any country on an exchange, where would it be?
More lighthearted question. But a great question, indeed. I love that we've kind of gone from biscuits to, like, really heavy, like, faith stuff, and now we're into where would I go on exchange? Probably Germany, to be honest. Because, so my family came over from Germany. During the Second World War as well, my great grandparents on my dad's side, they were German Jewish. And my great-granddad was fairly politically aware and sort of realized what was going on, and came over from Germany in the second, or just before the Second World War. And yeah, I mean, obviously the Second World War was like an awful time for, well, for the world, but also particularly for Jews. But in a way, I believe that at least in that little section, those few people, my great-grandparents, God had a plan, and that's kind of why I'm here today, why I was born in the first place. But yeah, so probably Germany, because I've never actually been. My family came over there. There's great history there, both related to my family and unrelated. Yeah. I've been trying to plan a holiday for, like, quite a while, but...
Have you not been before?
No, I never have. My grandma, though, again, on my dad's side, speaks German. My brother learned a bit of German. My mum speaks quite a bit of German as well. I don't personally, but it's something that I would be interested to pick up if I was ever going to go.
So is there anything in particular that you want to do in Germany?
I mean, I feel like, again, particularly because my family were of Jewish heritage, I would like to see a lot of the sort of sites of significance in the Second World War, places like the Anne Frank Museum, because obviously, I mean, we all know the story of Anne Frank, but also there's a lot there of war history and Jewish history. So, yeah.
All right. I've got another slightly more light question as well.
Okay.
So, what is one casual hobby or passion of yours?
Oh, my days. So, I am a massive nerd, right? Yeah, I play a bit of D&D. I love it. You get some Christians, particularly in America, who are like, oh, like, D&D is, like, evil or whatever. No, I'm like, it's, for me, right, it's good fun, and as long as it's not sort of like, I guess, like, taking over and you're not getting, like, super invested into, like, magic and like, spirits and stuff, like, in the real world, like, then, like, it's a bit of fun.
It's got, like, satanic roots.
You get Christians like that. Yeah. I would strongly disagree with that. I love D&D. I'm a big nerd. I play it, like, every Wednesday. And, in fact, we just finished an adventure that was led by Ben Dodds, who you guys all know. And we've just handed over to one of my other friends who's now sort of, like, leading it and coming up with the story. His name's Curtis. But yeah, it's great. I also do Warhammer 40K, which are like the little plastic miniatures. I have great fun with that. I have slightly more than I would like to admit of those little guys. But yeah, it's good.
So I've got a question, gaming specific. Since it's,
oh, wow,
it's still kind of in the Halloween season, even though it's just passed.
Okay.
Do you have one horror game that you like to play?
I'm such a wimp, right? When it comes to horror, I don't really touch it that much. So not really. I was introduced to Doors on Roblox once. And even that was a bit too much for me. I am.
What do you think of Five Nights at Freddy's?
Five Nights at Freddy's. I've played that once as well. That was also too much. No,
We went to watch the movie the other day and
quick movie review.
Yeah. I mean, because like, I wouldn't say I'm like an anxious person, like not really at all. And actually, I credit my faith for that a lot. So I'm not, I wouldn't be sort of like shaking with fear or like scared that like Freddy's gonna come and get me. But just like when you're sat there in the moment, like, and it's just like, yeah, it's the shock of it. And I don't really like that shock. I know that some people do, but I don't. So I don't really go that near horror.
I feel like we've learned a lot about you, and people have found out about Christian Union. But anyone listening to this that wants to be involved and come along to Christian Union, where could they find that?
It's G16 every single Tuesday lunchtime. You can see Miss Blackburn for a lunch pass if you want it. I mean, we're like literally anyone is welcome. As I say, we try and make it accessible and fun and also relevant, like even if you're not a Christian. So Harris mentioned before, which was really good, that he's not a Christian. He comes along, he gets a lot out of it. Both from the fun of it and also from just kind of how relevant it is. You know, I've, like I said, right at the start, I've been at this school for like 5 years and I know how much my faith has helped me and I know how incredible my faith is. I believe it can really help anyone who would care to come along.
Yeah, so that was all pretty interesting, but let's get on to the would you rathers. So Josh, would you rather have a sing-off with MD
Moses Mateus
or Kanye West?
Wow. To be honest, I have to say like MD because I think that would just be great fun. What can I say? I like a bit of singing. I know he does as well. We're both like musical theatre kids. Mm-hmm. Also, like it could actually happen.
Do you know any of MD song by heart?
I can't say I do.
I think the original ones are really good.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, moving on to the next would you rather, brought to us by Elliot.
Okay. Would you rather cuddle a koala or cuddle a panda?
I feel like Fahad should answer this one.
Yeah, Fahad. Okay.
Fahad, what do you think?
I mean,
pandas can kill you.
Pandas, I mean, I'm guessing they're kind of fluffy, innit, so.
Kevin the panda. Yeah.
Okay, but then koalas, like, I mean, you're saying pandas, they can be dangerous, and koalas, they seem pretty calm, so.
Yeah, but koalas have the big claws on the thingies.
But I mean, have you seen them? They all look like they're like sleeping all the time, man. They probably won't do anything.
That's true.
I'd rather a koala.
Okay.
Wow, they.
Fine. Right, Josh, I've got one directed at you.
Oh, wow, okay.
So,
yeah.
this one's a bit of a thought-provoking question.
Ooh.
Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Honestly? I feel like I'd want to go 150 years into the future because I feel like 10 years into the future, like seeing 10 seconds into the future, or 10 minutes into the future, however long it was, 10 of an arbitrary unit of time. Like, that's almost as much of a curse as it is a blessing to me. Like, you know, like all of the most like horrible events in your life, like you would know they're coming and you wouldn't be able to stop them.
Yeah.
Like that sounds awful to me. Whereas at least if I can see 150 years into the future, I can like work out like what technology is like and maybe even help the present a little bit with future technologies.
Okay. Moving on to the next, would you rather? So Josh, would you rather start a colony on another planet assuming that you can't breathe on that planet, so you need some technology to live on there. Or be the leader of a country on Earth.
Oh, wow.
Any country of choice.
China.
Honest? Ooh. Really have the expertise to lead a country. That's the thing. But if I had, like...
How different can it be from Christian Union?
To be fair, you guys are about as chaotic as a whole country sometimes. I can't disagree with you there. To be fair, if I had the people around me to like lead a country properly, and I could listen to sort of the experts and my advisors, I feel like I'd take that because it's slightly more like relevant in a way. Like, I love technology. I'm a big like sci-fi buff, and in fact, my brother is studying literally rocket science at Southampton University. Yeah, aeronautics and astronautics. But actually, I'm more about kind of like real world stuff, making countries and hopefully the world like a better place, basically, at the end of the day. So I think I would take leadership over a country.
Okay, then. So I'll go to the next one. Would you rather lose your short-term memory or your long-term memory?
That's a tough one. I mean, like... Oh, that's tough. I feel like I'd take short-term memory, though, because then at least I can kind of hopefully remember who my family are and stuff. Like, I can deal with forgetting where I've left my keys, because I do that anyway. Yeah, so I think I'd take losing my short-term.
I honestly get that, but when you're just, like, really confused about what's going on constantly, like you end up going to school, and then you'll be confused where on earth you are, like, how you got here.
Once again, though, I managed to do that anyway, so it's fine. Like, you know, it's my life.
I guess if you just do it, then it's fine.
Yeah,
it's good. Those are some very good answers, and unfortunately we're running out of time, but we'd like to thank you for coming on the first ever episode of the Key Stage 5 podcast.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for having me. I hope that this has been a good and helpful kind of, yeah, talk. And
remember, guys, attend Christian Union.
G16 every Tuesday.
You're very welcome, but we're not going to force anyone to. It's up to you guys, but it would be absolutely lovely to see some people there.
You'll be hooked.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Try it once. I recommend that everyone like tries it one session. You'd be very welcome, and you're not forced to come again if you decide you don't like it.
So this has been the Key Stage 5 podcast. Thanks for listening. Thank you very much.